episode 2923, Stand in the Middle.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to get on board with what God has in store for you. Sometimes we can have a little friction there between Him and us. Well, you know what? Stand in the middle. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if you haven't heard the news, we officially have a TV show now located, and you can watch it on pray.com. It airs every Tuesday. Yes, that is today, since it is Tuesday, at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you can find it there. We are there. We also have a new community. Go to createyournow.mn.co. I look forward to seeing you there. So many new things happening. With a new year brings new challenges, new circumstances, situations that maybe we didn't even think about it. And as questions linger about what you can do to escape your circumstances or challenges, drop the I'm stuck charade. Find peace and contentment, not by your doings, but when you stand in the middle of God's will. You know, you may find yourself questioning where you are in life, but that doesn't mean you have to choose to stay there, leaning on your old excuses. Stand in the middle of God's will. Psalm 37, verse 23 says this, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way." Did you know that God is establishing the route that you're supposed to take? I think about Route 66, or maybe some people say Route 66 here in the United States, whichever it is, you know, tomato, tomato, whatever. Just to know that God has already gone before you, He is already establishing your steps, and He delights in the path that you take. Doesn't that make you smile from the inside out? I mean, come on. Don't you want to have that fulfillment within, because God is already fulfilling what He has in store for you? Pretty amazing, right? It's not up to you to figure everything out. Yes, you need to take aim, right? Action ignites motivation, and focus where God leads. But that means you are walking by faith in step with Him. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Now, I know it's easy to stay grounded in what you know and stay even keeled with what you don't. Sometimes it's better not to rock the boat unless it's absolutely necessary. Or is it? Stand in the middle. Stand in the middle of God's will. Distractions run so deep nowadays. Keeping the focus is truly more of a challenge than the circumstance itself. Do what you know how to do because God is leading the way. Listen to that for a minute. Do what you know how to do because God is leading the way. It's not because you've got all the answers. It's because God says, this is where you're supposed to go, and I've given you the tools, the strategies. You've got the resources. Now go and do. And what are we supposed to say? Here I am, send me. Right? Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. God has got you right where He needs you, but you still got to pay attention. You still got to focus. And when you put your trust in God and seek to understand His will for your life, He will guide you and give you the wisdom to make decisions. And another thing, don't be overly worried or consumed by what isn't working. I know, we get that way. I do. There's so many things I can worry about. I mean, my goodness, my family is only growing. It's expanding. My time on my knees, oh my goodness, let's not even count those minutes. And I have to do it multiple times throughout the day. Not that I mind. But really, when you think about it, right, there's a lot in the world to worry about. But God says, no, 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 no. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't be anxious. When you pray and give your worries and concerns to God, He will give you peace and help you to focus on His will for your life. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have struggles and troubles. It's going to happen. But you still need to stand in the middle of God's will. Trust the instincts that God has given you and trust in Him. Cling to the peace that God's presence offers so you can rest knowing that you don't have to worry because tomorrow will worry about itself. My prayer for you, friend, is this. May your heart delight in the plans God has for you. Stop struggling to make things perfect in an imperfect world. Trust that God has your best interests at His heart. He will direct your paths. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.